Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. Today, as you can see, we're getting ready for the Christmas celebration. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's coming up here in a few days. And I talked with Jesus this morning in meditation and asked him, okay, what do you want us to take a look at today? And I got a very clear message. We're going to take a look at two paragraphs in chapter 15, section 11, titled Christmas as the End of Sacrifice. And then we're going to take a look at lesson 73, I Will There Be Light. All right. So in Christmas as the End of Sacrifice, Jesus starts off in paragraph 2 with the statement, the sign of Christmas is a star, a light in darkness. See it not outside yourself, but shining in the heaven within, and accept it as the sign the time of Christ has come. Now, he's reminding us very clearly here to go within and look for that light inside of us in our practice during our meditations. If you'll recall from my previous recording last week, you know, he talked about the holy instant, and we talked about that. And there are several other sections within this chapter 15, which leads up to this section, which is the last one in the chapter, where he's talking about the holy instant over and over again. And that's the moment when we are able to allow the light within our mind to come forth and reveal itself to us when we start off by learning how to do this in our practice meditations. It looks very similar to that light right there, which is a symbol of the Christmas star as well. But it illuminates within our minds. And in that moment of, you know, a lot of really wonderful things start to happen that he tells us about. I know that I've experienced many on my own. And one of those things here in paragraph 3, he says, this Christmas, give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. Let yourself be healed completely that you may join with him in healing. And let us celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us. Leave nothing behind. For release is total, and when you have accepted it with me, you will give it with me. And once again, when we go within and we try to clear our minds and open up to allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal the light to us, to show us the light within our minds, that is a moment of healing. That's when we get into that open space and we're ready to receive it, we're being open and ready and willing to accept healing at the same time. And I know that I've experienced that many years ago. I used to suffer from chronic depression. And I remember, you know, praying and pleading for help. And eventually, A Course in Miracles came into my life, and I started to practice the lessons within the workbook for students. And I found this inner light that he talks about. I started to learn how to perceive it. And what is really one of the really wonderful things about it is that every time it flashes, you know, every time I go within and I'm able to get to it and I allow it to reveal itself to me, to flash within my mind and illuminate my mind, I feel it and I receive a healing. And you get these healings in little bits and pieces every time that slowly brings you out of darkness. And it heals your mind, it heals your soul, it heals your body, and you become a happier, more joyful, productive person in this journey that we call life here in this world right now. And you become more of service, right? It's just fantastic. This morning when I went within, I asked Jesus what the reading was, and he wanted us to take a look at I Will There Be Light, which is lesson 73. I read through it. I started to practice it. And I started to reach the light in my mind. It didn't quite get to the point where illuminated, but when you start to approach it within your mind, you'll see, you'll feel this light energy just starts. It's like an excitement of joy. And actually it's like a ball of excitement. You start to feel it when you know, it just starts to happen, and you can feel it getting lighter within your mind as you approach it. And when that excitement happens and that joy happens, that light is just about to burst out of your chest and it heals. It's just a really wonderful gift. And I think that's the gift that he really wants us to find this Christmas. All right. I know it is. All right. So let's take a look at lesson 73 for just a couple things to keep in mind. So I will there be light. So what he's inviting us to do is to invoke the power of God inside of us to manifest this experience. So you got to really want it. You got to practice it, all right? And you got to surrender to it, okay? And he even says here, so if you have any grievances, set them aside, get rid of them. You want a clear mind as you're trying to move into this. And if you do have some grievances, then give them to the Holy Spirit. Ask him to help you to forgive and let go what it is, because we are trying to get to something much more important here. Who cares what someone did to irritate us or annoy us? We're after a bigger goal here. The bigger goal here is salvation, right? This light really does save. And he says it very clearly in this lesson that when we find the light, let me see if I can find the line here. He says here, He is willing this very day to look upon the light in him and be saved. So when we become willing to go within and really allow the light to be revealed to us, when it does, it will save us. It is a game changer. You've heard me say that before, but once you start to perceive it and once you start to experience it, you know it's there. You know it for yourself, and it starts to heal. And now you can't go backwards, because you're going to continually be drawn to it. You're going to want to go within and find it more and more, because it's such a wonderful experience and it heals. Your life becomes more joyful. More blessings come to you. You end up blessing more people. That's exactly what Jesus did when he was walking on the earth. He achieved light, enlightenment. And these are steps towards our own personal enlightenment. And when he was so clear and he had so much light coming through him that others just started to heal. Others felt peaceful around him and all these other wonderful miracles. People, I think I mentioned that people healed around him as well, okay? So in this lesson, he says, use this mantra, all right? I will there be light. Let me behold the light that reflects God's will and mine. Use that as your mantra this week, all right? As we move towards Christmas, so that you can find your own personal Christmas gift this year and find that light inside of you. I guarantee you, it will be the best Christmas gift you have ever received in this lifetime, all right? So good luck with your practicing. Merry Christmas to everybody. I love you. Thank you for being my mighty companions, and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.